Today we're speaking to Sylvia Lindgren, who's running for the position of counselor. Thank you, Sylvia, for coming into the studio. So let's begin by having you tell us something about yourself. Were you born and raised here, or did you come to the Shuswap from elsewhere?
I was born in Quebec, and we moved around lots of little mining towns in Ontario and Quebec because my dad was a mining engineer. And I met my husband in Kelowna in 1993, and we moved here in the spring of 94. So I think I've been here for 27 years.
So what's kept you here then?
Lifestyle, mostly. I like the pace of life here. I like that I can arrive at the movie theater at 1 minute after seven, and I haven't missed anything yet. I like the natural surroundings here. I like the people here. Yeah, it's afforded us a really great lifestyle, and it's been a fantastic place to raise kids.
And what kinds of things have you been doing during your time living here?
Well, working mostly. So I've worked in a variety of caregiving jobs. Currently, I work for the school district, but I've also worked for Interior Health at the Dementia Care Program. I worked on ambulance in Enderby for a number of years. I have worked for the Brain Injury Association with a few people that have had brain injuries and helping them navigate the community and navigate finances and those kinds of things, life skills. I've had a number of jobs here, and I'm usually working two at a time.
What do you like most about living in the Shuswap?
I like that I know people. So when I go to the grocery store, I'm bound to run into somebody I know. I like that when my kids were teenagers here, if they were going to get into trouble anywhere, somebody would spot them and call me. I like the sense of safety here, the sense of community here. I like that people support each other. It's just been a really great community.
Let's turn that question around. Is there anything you don't like about living here?
Well, currently I don't like the construction on the west end of town because I have to drive through it twice a day. But other than that, I think that there are maybe not things that I don't like, but things that I think we can do better. I think that we need to have better active transportation routes. I think we need to improve our cycling infrastructure. I think that we need to do something about, and I wish it was within our control, but I think we need to do something about the housing market. It's been less than a 1% vacancy rate for probably half the time I've lived here, if not longer. I think Salmon Arm hasn't done a good job of making sure that we increase housing stock. And I think maybe 20 years ago, that was about trying to keep the feel of Salmon Arm from the 1970s and 80s and that small town community. I think people were afraid that we might lose that sense of community. And I think that we've seen now, since it's been growing quite dramatically, especially since 2020, that we aren't losing that sense of community, but we are, I think, doing a much better job of building apartment buildings and rental housing and approving townhouse complex and things like that so that there'll be enough places for everybody who wants to live here.
What do you feel are your most important personal attributes and values?
Well, I'm pretty determined, I think, is a good way of putting it. Some might say stubborn. and I think that has really helped me get things done. I'm a go-getter person. If there's a problem, I get it solved. And that's sort of one of my main functions at the school program that I work in. When kids come in and they don't have ID or they don't have a ride or they need to be put on the bus or whatever it is, that's a problem I can solve and I can get it done right away. And so I think actually that's been a characteristic that has helped me encourage other people to get on board and get things done. It's like, well, I think we can do this, and here's how we can do it, and I think you should help me. And so I think that's probably if you ask the other counselors, that'll be one of the things that they would say is that I don't give up. I set my mind on something, and I get it done. And so I hope that that's one of my better qualities. Maybe I'm a pest sometimes. It's hard to say. Depends who you ask, I guess. Other qualities I think that have done me well is I'm a team player. I'm pretty independent and I can do things by myself, but I've worked really hard over the last 20 years to be a better team player, to be able to say, okay, well, if I can do this part, can you do that part? And we can get this done together. And I think we saw that this term, actually, with Tim Lavery and I worked really closely on a couple of initiatives that we did manage to accomplish in that term. So that was pretty gratifying. And I have no need for glory, so I'm happy to share the struggle with somebody. I'm happy to share the credit with somebody.
In line with that, who are some of the people you particularly respect in the community?
That's interesting. Lately, one of the people that's very high on my list of people I respect is the new superintendent at the school district, Donna. She is the most compassionate and people-oriented person I've met for a very long time. I think that the people that I'm really, really drawn to are people that are somewhat the opposite of me, like Nada Carlson, for instance, Pastor Sheldon Carlson's wife, is just really people-oriented, really wants to make things work with people, is very sweet, and I'm kind of the opposite. I'm like, let's just go and get things done, and sometimes people have to get out of the way for that. And so I'm very task-oriented, and I think I'm very drawn to people who are more people-oriented than me. And I know that I'm drawn to them because I need those people on my team, because you can't just get things done unless you can build a team. And you need to have people that can, you know, draw people together and help problem solve amongst the team members. So, those kinds of people. I'm trying to think if there's anyone else specific, but...
So, Sylvia, in your opinion, what are the most important issues facing Salmon Arm and the area right now?
Yeah, so I think the most important issue we're facing right now is growth. So people are coming to Salmon Arm, whether we're happy about that or not. I know there are some people that think that's a great and exciting thing and that it's bringing Salmon Arm into a new era. And there are some people that are, I think, sad that some of the old era might be ending. And so when we change out heritage, well, not heritage houses, but some of the older neighborhoods, and we suggest we build apartment buildings or townhouses, I know that people are attached to those buildings. And so there are so many issues around growth. We see homelessness and addictions issues more prevalently now than we ever have before in Salmon Arm. And I think that's partially a factor of a tight housing market and them not being able to find places to live. We see construction happening, which I think can be upsetting for people sometimes. There's dust issues and, oh, it's really noisy in my neighborhood. And, oh, the house that we loved across the street is now gone, or my view is gone and there's a building there. And so trying to mitigate all those issues as they come together and make sure that people are heard and that, it's hard to continue to grow the community and still maintain the character that we've had. And I think this particular council, and I can't speak to what happened before I was there, but I think this particular council has been really conscious of that. I know that when Debbie, councillor, sorry, drawing a blank. I'm still at school, I think, in my head, but works with the Heritage Commission to make sure that those houses are recognized and that people know about those neighborhoods. I think that those are the things that can help keep the community history and the community spirit. And yeah, so it's a team event for sure. There's a lot of moving parts.
What would be your main personal reason for running for office? As an incumbent, we know you've run for office before.
Yeah. One of the things that I think that I bring to council is a different perspective than the people that are there. One of the things that I've noticed about running for office is that you kind of have to be self-employed or unemployed or retired in order to really devote time to this. One of the issues that I've run into with being on councils is that I'm one of the few people that, maybe the only one actually, that has an employer that says yes or no, you can take time off or you can't take time off. And so sometimes we're sitting at meetings and they'll say, well, let's have a meeting on Wednesday at 10. And I'm like, oh, I'll ask and see if I can get the time off. And so that has deterred people that have jobs like me from running for positions like council. And so because of that, because I'm a very unique voice I bring a very unique perspective. I've almost always been a paid employee. Most of the people on council have been self-employed. So that's a different perspective. And if I don't run again, then I really feel strongly that we need to find somebody else that can fill that role and bring that voice to council. So I feel, I mean, I'm excited that things that we're working on are moving forward and I want to be part of that, but I feel like I have a responsibility to bring that perspective.
Can you tell us what it's like for you to participate in this election campaign?
Busy, really, really busy. I work full-time for the school district. I still am doing my council duties. I'm on several committees with the school district as a union representative. We sit on four different committees each for the council duties. And man, I try to squeeze in my grandkids in between all those things. And so this election has been super hard to try and fit in, getting out, campaigning. You know, I've campaigned before with a team, and that was a lot of fun because you get together with a bunch of people who have really deep-seated beliefs that are very similar to yours, and it's a blast. And going out and door knocking and talking to people on the doorsteps, I love that part. And now as an incumbent for council, you know, it's a tiny budget and there's no team and I have to design my own signs and design my own pamphlets to hand out and things like that. So it's been hard to actually get out and talk to people. And I think that's the most important part. And so I'm hoping that I got 2.5 weeks left and I'm hoping that by Friday I'll be out at grocery stores and the malls and just getting to meet people face to face and have chats with them. So
can you tell our listeners what you'd like to accomplish if you are elected?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see the bylaws be reviewed. There's some particular ones that the Environmental Advisory Committee's been working on tree preservation and on pesticide use. We're hopeful that those will be presented to the new council very shortly after they get elected. I'd like to see those be approved, the recommendations be approved by council and sent back to staff to have some bylaw reviews done. I would like to see the active transportation routes start to develop. I'm really excited about being able to take my electric bike and ride anywhere in town someday. And I know that it's difficult now, and in 4 years, we're not going to accomplish everything we want to do, but I'm hopeful that we'll get started and we'll start to see bike lanes and separated bike paths start to grow. I'm really interested in developing further partnerships with the province, maybe getting more supportive housing here. I'd really like to find ways to address the homelessness issue here. And it's really hard for council to work on those issues because it's a provincial and a federal issue. They're the levels of government that have the money set aside to address housing, to address social services, those kinds of things. And some of us on council have been working really hard to try and find ways to partner with the higher levels of government to bring more programming here, to bring more treatment centers here, to bring more supportive housing here. So those are some of the things that I'm really interested in seeing. I'm really interested in seeing what happens with the new swimming pool, whether or not we get to a point by the end of 4 years to have a plan on the table, because I'd really like it to be environmentally friendly when it's built. And I feel like I have a very strong voice in the environmental activism field or area. So I'd like to be able to have some input on that. So yeah, those are some of the things I'm kind of excited about getting to down the road.
Finally, if you are elected, what do you hope to leave as a legacy when your time in office comes to an end?
That's a hard question, because it sort of goes back to, do I need credit for anything? I don't need credit for anything. I want to see trees preserved in Salmon Arm. I want to see homeless people living in permanent shelters. Yeah. I don't need any credit for what's happening. I just want to be able to see those things develop. My kids live here. I think they're going to be here for a long time, and I want this place to continue to grow into a place that they love as much as we have.
Thank you. Sylvia, thank you again for coming in to share your thoughts about being a candidate in the upcoming election. Thank you.
Thank you for having me and giving me this opportunity.